Customer order management. When customers place an order, they expect a certain type of service and fulfillment of that order. The segment in which that customer falls may dictate the priority an organization places on the level of service customers receive. The order fulfillment cycle, also known as the order fulfillment lead time, is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the average amount of time between the customer's order and the customer's receipt of delivery. This includes every manufacturing or processing step in between. The fulfillment of a customer order is a set of actions that results in the production and/or shipping of goods to customers. This is called customer order management. As you can see in Exhibit 3-6, there are key steps that happen to get the goods to the customer. The exhibit shows the transaction flows, not the movement of physical goods. At each transaction point, there is an expectation of a certain level of service. Perfect order fulfillment is the metric used to measure the reliability or dependability and quality of the process. One of the most important aspects of customer order management is order promising. Customers want to know if their order can be fulfilled in the quantities ordered by a certain delivery date, that is, the level of customer service they can expect. A supplier's ability to manage its materials and capacity, or the master scheduling process, is the key to reliable order promising and on-time delivery of shipments. There are two types of order promising: available to promise and capable to promise. Available to promise, ATP. Available to promise is a way for organizations to provide a response to customer order inquiries. There are a number of ways to calculate ATP. For ATP in cases of make-to-stock where finished goods inventory exists, the organization needs to allocate the inventory for an order and calculate the delivery lead time. In cases of make-to-order, organizations need to determine the production lead time based on a schedule within the range of usable parts, materials, and resources to determine ATP. Capable to promise, CTP. Capable to promise is an alternative form of ATP. It is used when the master production schedule for a product is not able to accommodate a customer order from current or future inventory. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines capable to promise as follows: the process of committing orders against available capacity as well as inventory. This process may involve multiple manufacturing or distribution sites. It is used to determine when a new or unscheduled customer order can be delivered. Employs a finite scheduling model of the manufacturing system to determine when an item can be delivered and includes any constraints that might restrict the production, such as availability of resources, lead times for raw materials or purchase parts, and requirements for lower-level components or subassemblies. The resulting delivery date takes into consideration production capacity, the current manufacturing environment, and future order commitments. The objective is to reduce the time spent by production planners in expediting orders and adjusting plans because of inaccurate delivery date promises. While ATP processing considers existing material on hand for both purchased and manufactured items, CTP also accounts for inbound purchase receipts, supplier lead times, raw material, production and labor availability, and alternative sourcing options. As you can see by the number of variables, CTP can be quite complex, so organizations depend heavily on CTP software, at normal demand. So, what do we do when we receive a customer request that is outside of the expected? Outside of the norm? This is referred to as abnormal demand, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows: demand in any period that is outside the limits established by management policy. This demand may come from a new customer or from existing customers whose own demand is increasing or decreasing. Care must be taken in evaluating the nature of the demand. Is it a volume change? Is it a change in product mix? Is it related to the timing of the order? Abnormal demand is a concern for organizations because it has not been forecasted. It could, however, be a great opportunity. The first task is to check ATP data to see if the order can be accommodated before making any commitment to the customer. The next task is to determine the impact of fulfilling this order on other customers' orders. The final decision depends on the answers to these questions. Is the order financially attractive? Does it represent a non-recurring demand? Are the customer's order quantity and due date flexible? In many instances, abnormal orders are not accepted because of capacity and materials problems. When they are, it is because they are already in the forecast. It is important to understand that a large unexpected order does not mean that demand was not well managed or that the forecasting was off. As an organization, if you have ATP and CTP processes in place, then you are prepared to make decisions on unexpected orders. Remember that abnormal demand orders need to be categorized as such so they do not impact the next forecast. Not all extraordinary requests are classified as abnormal demand. Other requests that often must be accommodated may simply be changes in demand due to replacement of items broken. The replacement protocol is usually documented in the customer service policy. Advance orders, MTS. Customers placing orders in advance. Sudden interplant needs. Large volume of spare parts orders. Need for product units for demonstration. Increases in channel inventories. In addition, we also need to consider the physical distribution of customer orders and how they align with transportation schedules. We've determined that we can fulfill the order, but not how we get the order to the customer. Aligning with transportation and its capacity is another piece of the order fulfillment puzzle. Customer service is the bridge between customers and the value-producing processes of manufacturing and service-providing organizations. It is implicit in sales and marketing activities that determine the products and services that customers are willing to pay for. Customer service is also within the mission of manufacturing and distribution of goods and services to the customer. Customer service policies. Quality of service has gone from a competitive advantage to a necessity, so it is important to address how all these elements of customer service should fit together to provide a superior customer experience and sustainable profitability. It begins with the organization's philosophy on customer service. This philosophy then carries out to the customer service policy framework that drives employee behavior and expectations. Key characteristics of customer service leadership within the organization are a vision of service excellence, being proactive with the customer, and creating and maintaining high standards. One way that organizations maintain high standards is through their customer service policy. The primary components of a customer service policy include customer focus, service levels, performance measurement, system support, customer interface, culture, top management support, integration with strategic goals. Internally, a customer service policy outlines the protocol that all employees at all levels of the organization should follow when dealing with customers who are not satisfied. Externally, a customer service policy indicates what a customer can expect in terms of service from the organization.